Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. Hi, this is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? We're going to start off with the show with a little things about, pull out a couple cards for you and that kind of thing. I know we got some things, we got some people in the queue, and we're going to get to you guys very, very quickly, so therefore, hang on. I was just sitting here looking at some, here we go. I was looking at, just start off with the ideal. And, you know, I've seen this before, the ideal, I think it's very powerful in itself. Just to pull a card for the day, okay? Let's pull some cards and see what's up. And I'm just scared about that. Let's look at some things. Also, I want to give everybody a house shout out to our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website out there, very good products, called DivineBodyWash.com. So go check out the products. And it's a great thing. And actually, for our listeners and people who call in and the listeners, he's actually saying, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of this body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go check out the whole thing, the website itself, and come on back. Okay, and also we have a friend of ours named Debbie who has donated Max Lipstick to the show too as well. And if you donate $25, we will give you a 20-minute reading and a stick of this lipstick, Max Lipstick. If you donate $35 or more, we'll give you a 40-minute session and two sticks of lipstick from Max Lipstick. So check it out. And also, I do private readings too as well, and all you got to do is, and we also have some specials going on for March. For example, 60-minute session goes for $33.33 until the end of March, okay? So go give us a call, and we'll give you all the details on our group readings, our parties, and everything else that goes along with it, because we got some really great specials going on this week and this month. So check it out. Give us a call, 740-500-8863. Or 740-601-9835, or contact us through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And I also noticed the queue, as we have some people in the queue here. Actually, my co-hosts, Dee and April. Welcome, guys. How's it going? How's your day been?
Hey, you know how my day's been.
Okay, I guess we're on the same page. We need to sit there and switch to 8 to 7 so we can actually talk. Okay. April, so how are you?
I'm doing great as usual.
And
thanks
also
for having
you do,
me on your show.
Right, that's great. And I was going to say, I put my information out there and everything else, and I just want to make sure everybody else gets theirs out there too, so you can, plus people, you can check her out and see who she is and see what she looks like. And also, you know, and I guess you would say in the midst of her craft, as she's giving out the information on my Facebook, Psychic X Journey Man on Facebook, so check it out. So go ahead, April. Give them some information so they can contact you too as well for sessions and that kind of stuff on healing and things.
Okay, I do healing by channeling the angels. I do clairvoyant tarot reading, and I do spell casting. I can be reached at www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com or my Skype username, which is ultraviolet0007, or I can be reached by my telephone number, which is
919-600-1904. Okay, Dee. And how are you? How are you doing?
You know how I am.
Okay.
We talked earlier.
Right. And
so you know I can use all the prayers I can get right now.
Right. I was just going to say, hey, why don't you give us some information? Maybe you get some sessions, some readings and stuff, and that would kind of like soften the blow too as well, huh?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, my computer's still on the wonk, so the best thing to do for now is to contact me at 207-374-5072, and we'll see what we can work out. I'd give you the rest of the information, but since I said the computer's still pretty wonky, I don't trust trying to do anything online.
No, okay, no problem.
But
you can also, right. All I was going to say for every person who wants to call and get a reading now and get an idea what we're all about, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. Also, we got some other people. We Hemi Sing CDs. Check them out. I finally got all the information on that one, so you can actually call it if you choose. It's, you know, the quickest way to check out these things. It's really cool. Okay, and the information is right here. Don't you love it when you have the information and then it turns on you? Here we go, right here. It says, I got it upside down. Oh, here we go. I go to www.hemi-sync.com, or you can call them at 1-800-541-2488. That's in the United States of Canada. And you can also call them straight through at 434-63892. Again, those numbers are 1-800-541-2488 or 434-263-8692. Their hours are 8:30 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can also fax them if you choose at 434-263-8699. Again, that's HemiSync. It's www.hemisync-sync.com. There's also another company I've been really like a lot too, is BrainSync, and that's www.brainsync.com. You can also contact us through the phone too as well at 1-800-444-SYNC. Again, that's 1-800-444-7962, or call straight through at 541-488-7870. Also, another company I like to freaking really promote is because Straight Talk has helped me out reduce my bill more than half. Not just half, more than half. So check them out on the line too as well, www.straighttalk.com. I don't have their number, but if you go on the website, that'll give you all the details you ever needed to know. And it's the same thing with HemiSync and BrainSync. Go in there and check those out. They have samples. They give you an idea of exactly what's on the CDs themselves and that kind of stuff. And you have a chance to actually download them. Instead of actually buying the CDs, you can download it in your computer. MP3 downloads. So therefore, you can put it on your computer and your phone. So check it out. I was also going to get to go out. The number of the day is 722. And it was something that came up with me all day. Very intensely. So your pure faith and optimism have created and attracted miracles. So have faith and let go and allow it to happen and allow things to unfold naturally. Okay, and I was also cooking up with the phone and also looking at giving a card for the day too. And actually the card for the day is celebration. Okay? It's the idea of looking at your whole life right now and finding everything as a celebration within it, as realizing it's a releasement and a change. And all, the other one I saw, too, was 555. And to give you an idea what that means, I've seen that like twice today, probably three times. But 555 is a huge change. Huge changes are grumbling throughout your entire life. To keep these changes on the highest possible course, be sure to keep your thoughts positive and stay centered in prayer and affirmations. Do not let the outside world interfere with what's going on, which means whatever's going on right now, you have to sit there and look at it realistically and go, okay, this is a manifestation of how we used to think yesterday, which is now materializing now. So we have to stick. We have to stay firm to our affirmations and prayers. So therefore, we can get through the situation smoothly. So therefore, on the other side of this thing, tomorrow we wake up with the opportunities and the solutions waiting at our door. Okay? So the world will sit there and say, well, this can't, you can't do this, can't you? I mean, the thing that gets me on the most is to sit there and watch things as defying reality, as most people would say it, and to see it constantly happening. It really gets you to the point of saying, how can I convey this to people to help them understand that your thoughts can override anything, any situation, any obstacle, anything that's being presented to you right now. All have positive solutions if you're willing to actually focus on the prayers and the affirmations and allow them to be created and brought into your life. All right? So, April, what would you say about the situation yourself? Some of the things you've experienced yourself, too. Hello?
What would I say about what situation?
No. Okay, I want you to step back for a minute. I want you to listen to what I just said. and the idea of solutions are everywhere. When you feed into the problem, all you're doing is focusing on the problem. We already know it's a problem.
I agree. There's no point in focusing on a problem. It makes more sense to focus on the solution.
Yeah, because we're talking about the code I picked, celebration. And also humor. It's the idea of finding humor and the celebration in each situation for what it is. Because what is presenting to you is an opportunity to change your life or allow your life to be changed.
It raises your vibration, humor.
Yeah, I was just trying to get you to experience. What I was saying was, could you share your experiences with us, things that you changed and your perceptions?
Well, I was reading an extraordinary psychic book by Deborah Lynn Katz, and she was talking about ways to have warfare with demonic entities. And she said that demonic entities can't exist in an atmosphere of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all around cure all, basically.
Yeah, so you look around and all the people who are being so serious are the ones who are being attacked. But the ones who keep constantly finding humor in their lives and always keep themselves laughing and happy, you usually don't hear about these kind of things happening all the time. You know what I mean? Would you agree?
I agree.
And with things that have happened in your life, with you changing your perception and saying, okay, today I'm not going to feed into this, but I'm going to focus on a positive outcome. And how many times have you gotten that positive outcome?
Well, I didn't think I could afford a car or a surgery, but it seems to, like, all be coming to me because I'm keeping a positive attitude and also just go through my day and do the best job that I can and stay positive no matter what other people say that I can't do something. I just know that they don't know what they're talking about because I'm focusing on what I'm focusing on. And I know that that's going to come to pass.
And so you would also agree, too, that it doesn't matter what your environment is, you can still maintain a positive attitude and still manifest things in a positive way, correct?
The most important time to have a positive attitude is when bad things are happening.
I agree with that one.
It also prevents you from feeling so bad about it. It helps you get through the situation without feeling so bad. Because, once you start to feel negative, the negativity just compounds on itself, and then you could just go down the road to depression and then needing medicine and all sorts of stuff. But if you can stay positive in a bad situation, sometimes it actually feels like you're on a coffee high when you haven't had any coffee. And you're also more productive. You can get more stuff done. Your talents and your abilities shine when you're in a good mood.
True. I agree with that one. And well, the situation that's going on right now, do you think that I think those affirmations in the cards kind of set the point of helping you to focus on the solution a little more, don't you think? Hello? 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 Dee, are you there?
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. You know, I was talking and I realized I couldn't have been, I had the mute on because I was burping, whatever. But the thing is, I agree with you. I talked with somebody earlier, and even though in the beginning she was talking about seeing moving, things that she had to say were, she had more positive things to say because she was absolutely right about what's going on with my town where one person, you know, nobody, they really, it's like they don't have it all together. There's all this red tape and nobody You know, one person gets one message, one person gets another. If my caseworker hadn't called me this afternoon, I wouldn't know what was going on. I was able to connect
right.
with her. I signed papers so she can be at that meeting tomorrow. I talk with my advocate. He's going to be there. He was going to see about, because I wasn't even going to be invited to the meeting, about having a, you know, a conference. Because for once, I would like to, without saying something where I get myself sued for something, tell them, you know, make them listen. Talk to them about things that really need to be pointed out to them and see what we can do. Because the woman that I talked to, she took my name and she lit a candle for me, put my name under it, and she was calling in angels and guides, and she realized I had a lot of guides around me, which I do. And she was going to do, she was calling in male energy because she thought I had enough female and I needed all the male energy I could get. And she was talking to me about being told that I should speak up, you know, anywhere I could go. But I don't know where I would go, because when I've needed the help, my senators that go to Washington are useless. One of our selectmen goes to our state capitol, so he's useless. And the other representative from my area that's in Augusta is totally useless. The governor, if we could impeach him, that would be a wonderful thing. Nobody likes him. It's, you know, it's one of those situations where, I've got to find a positive solution to it, because I know that something's not right here. It hasn't been from the beginning, and now everybody. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is one more. They call it. I don't know how to put it, but something underhand is going on. Because apparently, a couple of weeks ago, when my neighbor, who's always been complaining, wanted to find out what the status of my eviction was, I didn't get the paper yet, but my best friend had picked it up, and she was saying that it seemed like what they were telling him was politely to, you know, just go away, be quiet, because they got tired of him, because all he does is stir up stuff. But also, the sheriff was saying that, you know, until things were in place or whatever, they weren't going to do anything, because before he'd said he didn't want to have to do anything because I didn't have a place to go, and he didn't want to arrest me, because I have just maintained firm all along. I'm not going anywhere. You can't do this. And even though I had my afternoon fall apart, as you well know, I pulled back from that because I always do. And then I get to that point where I know it's there, but I'm in fighting mode. I just get really, you know, wired up. Because if I don't, then I'll fall apart, and it will just all go to hell in a handbasket. And I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. Because I know when I'm being screwed, and I've never throughout this entire process said that I was blameless in anything. But there's more blame on the other side. They say one thing, then they say another. They listen to my neighbor, even though they know that I don't have a rat problem or anything. And there are things that one of my other best friends was pointing out that should be stressed at that meeting or played up. You know, if they think I have rats, then what's going to happen when I move somewhere? Are they going to, you know, that's going to be a bigger problem because, you know, you have rats, so they follow you. Or how do they think that if I move, I'm going to suddenly become Susie, you know, the world's greatest housekeeper? They don't think.
Right.
It's like they don't have everything together. And, yeah, I need all the prayers I can get right now because apparently, you know, they're going through with it, but they want to have this big meeting. They were even calling in the animal control officer in case they had to take my pets, which is ridiculous. My son Tina will take my cats. Two of them came from her anyway. They've been pulling plain English bullshit for so long, and I am so tired, but I won't give up. I refuse to give up because I feel that would be the worst thing I could do.
Right. Yeah, you can't give up.
Give them the satisfaction. I can't give up. I have to keep fighting. Somehow they've never wanted to recognize my disabilities. They didn't even want to, their lawyer didn't even want a letter presented in court in 2010 from my former psychologist. And the judge allowed it. I have never figured out how after the ruling went in my favor, and for good reason, how the town, because they did, of course, what's the word for it? They appealed. how they could convince a Superior Court judge and ultimately the Supreme Court of Maine, how they could convince them that they, you know, they were in the right, totally. I don't get it. They made so many goof-ups, it's unreal. And then they, you know, it's like the one lies and the other swears to it. The only person that's told the truth about the whole thing is me, so, yeah, go figure.
Right.
I actually did earlier because like you, I have the healing with the angel cards.
Uh-huh.
So, and for once, nothing jumped out but the cards that I picked. The four cards, I got guardian angel, trust, ideas and inspiration, and then I got the weirdest card of all, children.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess for me it would be paying attention to my inner child because I don't have, you know, actual children of my own.
Yeah, you know, that's what you're saying. You know, when you nurture a child, you also nurture your inner child. So it seemed like you're messing with a lot of children.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that those were very interesting cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shuffled and shuffled and nothing jumped from the deck at all.
I do
trust that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I was just going to say.
I do trust that this is going to turn out in my favor.
And that's the first step to actually creating success is already feeling it and seeing it happen. So keep it in your mind. Be okay.
I believed it from the. Hmm? It has to be okay. It has to be. I need the chance to set things right, get back on my feet so I can kiss the USA bye-bye while I fly across the pond. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Enough is enough. You know, you do your best and you get screwed for it anyway. They might as well be the government.
Right.
I think that's what it really boils down to.
Hmm.
I'm overtired.
Yeah, sometimes with the situation and stress and stuff has a tendency to wear you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've lived with stress for how many years now? You know, most of my life has been a stress factor.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been one thing after another. And I actually went so far as to call Marcus, thinking, you know, any vibrational, any angel stuff and the stuff he was leading me to, Magenta Pixie and somebody else there that he liked so much, I couldn't relate to them.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Huh? It also seems like with the situation you have going on here, it seems like if you focus on the past life experiences, you can almost see a little resemblance here to a lot of things going on where it seems almost like you've experienced this before in past lives. Have you ever felt that too?
No. Actually, it was 2010, I believe, when I had an Akashic reading. It could have been 2009, but it was with Meg. Meg came through,
uh-huh.
That's myself in 1640. She was a druid who stood up and fought back, and she fought against the king. She stood up for what she believed in, and from what I've got to be able to get that off my old computer so I can have it on a disk. But she stood up, and she fought against any, you know, human sacrifice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me, you know, you have to keep fighting, because she was somebody that she was wronged herself. It wasn't just because she fought against the king, because from what she was saying that day was that her brother was secretly a Catholic priest, and he betrayed her. He betrayed her, and I guess he betrayed her husband, because she
mm-hmm.
was burned, I believe, and her husband was hung. She had no children, just like I don't have any of my own. But she had
right.
she had courage. And somebody
mm-hmm.
thought that I at one time was a high priestess, and I think that was probably her. She integrated into me, and we haven't really done the work together that we should be doing, I think. But, yes, she's part of me. And at one time, she was when I first encountered her, she was talking about my love life and the person that she said was her husband. But the person I talked to tonight, because of the conversation that we had, she said that exactly the person I wondered, the person that's in my life now, which is Eamon, because Tony's doing whatever he's doing. She said, yes, he was my husband in that life, and that's exactly the person I'm looking for. It's the same person who was, because that's the one life that I really know about, and it's the one life I really resonate to. Because I feel more like, there's still the Christianity in there, but I feel more like a druid than I certainly do a Wiccan. That's sort of, third line. So, yeah, I would say past lives play. I know one of my friends thinks that we start, while we've had past lives, when each life that we come into, we come into it with a fresh slate, and that you don't need to heal anything in the past life. But I don't know where I stand on that. But I do think that I guess I've always thought that, yeah, past lives do play an important role in whatever life we're in. And in this lifetime, I feel, I get strongly drawn to, because Meg was from County Cork. And I feel very strongly, if I was going to Ireland, I'd want to go visit County Cork. And I was told I was supposed to go there to do something with the Blarney Stone, but it didn't have anything to do with kissing it as such.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I strongly resonate to anything Celtic. If it's Scottish or Irish, I'm there. Listen to the music and get homesick. I can cry. Kind of crazy, maybe, but that's me. Like I said, I'm a misplaced Celt. And somebody told me I was definitely going home, but I definitely belonged over there. And I sort of changed my thing because for a long time I was going to live in, be in Scotland and the Highlands and just have to visit Ireland all the time. Well, now I figure, okay, I'll go to Dublin. Take me in, Eamon. I'm here. do whatever. But the timing has to be right, and I don't think it's the right timing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to save the house and get myself back on my feet, and then I can do it because I'm nowhere near ready to fly anywhere. That petrifies me still. And 8 hours in a plane. that's not like when you're a car and you can stop when you need to. You're stuck for 8 hours. Especially if you're flying over the Atlantic, there's no, you can't really exactly open the door and take a walk.
Yeah.
Way down.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people.
The only thing I can do right now is
relax and go.
I have to do what I have to do. Fight back, like crazy.
Okay. I
know she was using. Hmm.
No, I was just going to share.
I know this one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just mentioning that this woman did crystals for me, too. She put some crystals out of cluster and something. I don't remember what it was, but and a Herkimer. She said the Herkimer diamond was male energy because I apparently need some male energy now. And I don't want to get too feminine now, would I? I'm kidding. So what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to share a prayer for healing stress. From my book. That's not my book. That's the book I have. It's by a lady named Doreen Virtue. I think we all know her. And this book is called Healing with the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
One of her early books. And it basically says, Dear God, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, it seems that stress is taking a toll on me and I need your help. Please release me from the pressures that I have imposed upon myself. Raphael, I ask you to cover me with your healing energy so that my body will shed the effects of stress. Michael, I ask that you cut away the cords of negative and fearful thoughts, including cords that are draining me. I am willing to release any habits of self-punishment, time urgency, or other belief systems that create stressful situations. I know that I have sufficient time, energy, and truth. And I ask that you help me experience this efficiency right now. Thank you and amen. Also, a lot of people I have this short version of a prayer for increased business opportunities. It says, Dear God, Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, and the angels, I ask that everyone who would receive blessings from my business products and services be guided and contact me today. I welcome new people and opportunities into my life, into my arms. I welcome new people and opportunities into my life with open arms. I am willing to release any negative thoughts, patterns, or beliefs that will lead me to sabotage new opportunities. Please help me know that I deserve good now. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I was sitting there telling people about this book before, because it seemed like a lot of people were trying to find that one thing they want to do with their life. What is their life purpose? Usually has to do with self-employment, business, and working for yourself, and sharing who you are with other people. And this perfect prayer here says, prayer for finding your life's purpose. It says, to everyone who watches over me, I seem to have forgotten my divine life purpose, and I ask your help so that I may remember the reason I chose to come here at this time. I am willing to release all fears that keep me from remembering my life's purpose, including the fear of success and failure. I know that I am qualified to fulfill my mission, and I ask for your continued guidance in helping me to know which path makes my heart sing. Please help me to know the difference between joy and fear so that I may immerse myself into a meaningful action that serve others and brings me joy. Thank you so much. Trying to drive me crazy because I feel like I'm, that's like, you know, my voice is going nuts here. There's also this one nice prayer that I've said myself a couple times. It's a prayer for financial peace. It says, dearest God, I know that you are the source of all my good and that you provide for me in all ways. Please help me relieve the fears that block me from receiving your gifts. Please help me feel the emotions of peace, gratitude, and financial security, and to know that I am your child for whom you bestow great blessings. I now stay open to divine guidance, which perfectly leads me to situations, people, and opportunities that are part of your plan for my financial peace. I now see and feel myself and everyone else as completely financially secured, and my heart overflows with gratitude and joy at the abundant universe that you created. Thank you and amen. So does anybody else have any prayers?
Good one.
There's actually some really good affirmations in the back of this book too that I never really have shared on the air. That I've actually done it myself just to reconnect with the angels. You know, instead of looking at numbers, and this is the one that I've also seen all the time, which is basically 222. And then in here it says, your newly planted ideals are beginning to grow into reality. Keep watering and nurturing them, and soon they will push through the soil so you can see evidence of your manifestations. In other words, don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle happens. Your manifestation is soon going to be evident to you. So keep up the good work. Keep holding positive thoughts. Keep affirming and continue visualizing. Now, the one I've said people ask about all the time is 333. This one here says, the Ascended Masters are near you, desiring you to know that you have their help, love, and companionship. Call upon the Ascended Masters often, especially when you see the number 3 patterns around you. Some of the more famous Ascended Masters include Jesus, Moses, Mary, Kuan Yin, and Yodananda. Here's the one I saw today, 555, in the back of the angel book. And in the angel book, it's a little bit different than what it is in the healing with the angels book, but not too much. Okay, it says, buckle your seatbelt, because a major life change is upon you. This change should not be viewed as being positive or negative, since all change is but a natural part of life's flow. Perhaps this change is an answer to your prayers, so continue seeing and feeling yourself being at peace. Another one that I think we brought up too, because people put so much negative energy around it anyway, is 666. Now, in the angel book, it says, your thoughts are out of balance right now. Focus too much on the material world. This number sync would ask you to balance your thoughts between heaven and earth. Like the famous Sermon on the Mount, the angels asked you to focus on spirit and service, and know that your material and emotional needs will automatically be met as a result. And we're going to go over the thing too, where it talks about all the time 11s and 11s and 111. And in the back of this book, and this, like I said before, this is Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. Great book. I recommend you check it out and get it for yourself. It says, your angels often... You're right. It says, often your angels communicate messages to you by showing you sequences and numbers. They do this in two ways. First, they sort of like whisper in your ear so that you'll look up in time to notice the clock's time or a phone number or a billboard or a license plate number. Now, the angels hope you'll be aware that you're seeing this same number sequence repeatedly. For instance, you may frequently see the number sequence 111, or it seems that every time you look at the clock, the time reads 11:11 or 111. The second way in which the angels show you meaningful number sequences is by physically arranging for, say, a car to drive in front of you that has a specific license plate number they want you to see. Those who are aware of this phenomenon become adapted at reading the meanings of various license plates. Like I did that when I had my shop in Manitou Springs, my second one, where I was sitting in the doorway, and whatever number I saw, I would look it up in the book and see what it meant. And it always seemed to always have a message for the day. So if I was like doubting certain things or maybe focusing too much on money, it seemed like every number I would see would point that out to me and also point to a positive outcome or a positive solution to what I should be doing. It's just crazy. And this way, the angels will actually give you detailed messages. Remember the Steve Martin character in the movie L.A. Story, where billboards kept giving him meaningful information. Here are the basic numbers, and basically these numbers are just various, the basic ones, you know, the 333s, the 666. And so you can figure out what the angels are trying to tell you. And they'll happily give you additional information to help you decode their meaning, too. All you need to do is just ask. A lot of people say, what does that mean? Well, you can ask your angels and say, okay, I don't get it. And they will sit there and give you more information to help you understand. Because they want you to understand. Because if you don't understand, then you can't utilize it in your life and realize what direction or an answer, what it's all about. The one that most people see, too, is 11s and a 111. Monitor your thoughts carefully. That's what the 111 means. Monitor your thoughts carefully and be sure to only think about what you want, not what you don't want. This sequence is a sign that there is a gate of opportunity opening up and your thoughts are manifesting into form at a record speed. The 111 is like the bright light of a flash bulb. It means that the universe has just taken a snapshot of your thoughts and is manifesting them into form. Are you pleased with what the thoughts the universe has captured? If not, correct your thoughts. Ask your angels to help you with this if you have difficulty controlling or monitoring your thoughts. So therefore, they can help you in all kinds of levels. Also, we have the situation. Okay. If you all want to know what 000 means, it's a reminder that you are one with God and to feel the presence of your Creator's love within you. Also, it is a sign that a situation has gone full circle. So keep that in mind, too. I was looking at one, too. But we were sitting going over some things here. Also, I want to give everybody a holler shout. Hey, hello. We are doing free readings tonight, so therefore, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Also, while we're sitting going over the whole thing, we want to give a thanks to our sponsor, Richard Palenga, who actually has a website called divinebodywatch.com. So go check it out. Some great products there. And he's also saying for our listeners out there, if you donate $25, he'll give you a bottle of this body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go to his www.divinebodywash.com. Also, go check out some Hemisync CDs. Those are great CDs. I guarantee you, when you start checking into the information and what it's all about, I guarantee you'll be buying a lot of those things. So go to www.hemisync.com. Also, if you want to call them, give them a call at... Give him a call at 1-800-541-2488. Again, that's 1-800-541-2488. Or call him straight through at 434-263-8692. If you want to fax him, you can do that too at 434-263-8699. That's Hemisync CDs. www.hemi-sync.com. Also, another company out there, which actually there's just subliminal CDs. This company's named BrainSync. So check out them too. www.brainsync.com. You can also contact them too by phone by 1-800-444-7962. Again, it's 1-800-444-SYNC-7962. Or you call them straight through too at 541-488-7870. Also, another shout-out to www.straighttalk.com. I guarantee if you go with this company, you can get some great phones. They also have the Android phones and the smartphones. So, therefore, if you're used to those kind of phones, they have them now, too, where you just got to buy the phone itself, and then it's only $45 a month for everything. There's no limitations. There's none of this crap about you have an unlimited plan, but it doesn't cover landlines. Now, this plan is $45 a month, and it covers everything. Also, now the book we're reading out of too, that's Healing with the Angels. I was actually going to go over some affirmations in here real quick. And they're really good. It's the idea of we're all looking for ways to connect to our angels. And these affirmations are great because they can do just that. As soon as I find them. All right. I guess they're way back here. There we go. All right, here's the affirmations. It says, I am now surrounded by angels. The angels shine the love of God upon me and through me. I accept this love from God and the angels. I deserve love. I deserve happiness. I deserve health. I have a tendency to add things to these things, like I deserve health. Well, I deserve wealth. I deserve to purchase what I desire when I desire it. And then as it turns, I deserve help from heaven, and I accept it now. I call upon God and the angels to help and guide me. I listen to my inner voice and feelings. My inner voice and feelings is guidance from God and the angels. His guidance is everything I need. I follow my guidance in full faith. I know that God and the angels love me and are guiding me right now. I accept the angels' love. I accept love. I love. I am love. I am loving. I am very loved. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. I forgive everyone. I forgive myself. I send God's love to everyone I meet. I guard my thoughts carefully and only allow positive and loving thoughts to come through. There is an abundance of love in the world. There is enough for everyone. There is plenty to go around. I have an abundance of everything. I attract wonderful, loving people into my life. My angels and I enjoy new opportunities to give service to the world. I am rewarded constantly. My life is harmonious and peaceful. I am peaceful. I am radiant. I am joyful. I am wealthy. I am healthy. And I am whole. So it's one of those things to go get this book called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. Again, it's Doreen Virtue. And again, if you want to give a nice little shout here and call us, to get a free reading tonight, do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. And the queue is filling up as we speak, so you better get in there as quick as possible. We got an hour and 10 minutes left, and it's now 8:49 p.m. here in Colorado, Manitou Springs. It's March 27th, 2012. Kick it in. Join us tomorrow morning, too. We'll be on at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And we'll be sitting down at Atlantis and things like that. And also doing readings, too, so join us. It's 11 a.m. tomorrow on Wednesdays. We're usually there every Wednesday at 11 a.m. We're also, if I'm mistaken, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m., Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday and Saturday and Sundays at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Because they're all Mountain Time, guys. So check us on all those days. We're on all the time. So just jump in there and you get your readings done and that kind of stuff. If you have any friends and that kind of stuff and want to get an idea of what it's all about, have them call us. Then call now at 646-721-9031. And like I said earlier in the show, we also I got some March specials going on right now where you can actually call me and get a 60-minute reading for only $33.33. Our 40-minute session is only $22.22, and our 20-minute session is only $11.11. We also have a 15-minute session, which is a one-card angel reading, which is only $9.99. Also, we have 90-minute to two-hour sessions going for $77.77, too. Also, we do group readings, parties. We do group readings on Skype, conference calls. We also do, we can be at your party through Skype as well. And usually those sessions go for at least, like with the other part, like with the 90-minute, two-hour sessions are for relationship and counseling. And also we can throw in a card reading with those too. Those usually go for $135. But for this month, they're only $77.77, which is also the same thing with the group readings, the parties, and everything else that goes along with those, because those are usually $150 flat shot. But now for this month, they're only $77.77. To take advantage of those great prices, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call us through Skype at 740-601-9835 or contact us through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also, if you're going to donate to the show, we also have another thing. A friend of ours donated Max Lipstick to the show, too. So you get in there while the supplies last. But what we're doing right now, for a $25 donation, you'll get a stick of this lipstick, Max Lipstick, and a 20-minute reading. If you donate $35 or more, you will get two sticks of lipstick and a 40-minute session. So when you go to the website, to actually make those donations, look for the donation button, make a donation, and then go to the contact page, give us your information, or call us at 740-500-8863, and we will get, as soon as we get the information, we will get those products to you as soon as possible, if not in 48 hours, okay? Depending on where you're at. But we're just saying, work with us, we'll definitely get those. And also, the same thing with the lipstick. Just make the donation, go to the contact page, give us your information or call us, and we'll get right to you. I guarantee you on that session, that shouldn't take no problem at all, and that we should be able to take care of the readings and the product out to you in 24 hours. Excuse me. Also, we have a thing right now where you can sponsor the show for $40 a month. And we will promote you and your products throughout the whole show, and we're on 7 days a week. And I guarantee you cannot find it out there anywhere where sponsorship is only $40. Also, if you want to advertise for this show too, just advertise. And it's $40 a month fee too. So if you can find it somewhere else, go for it. If you can't, come to us. We'll definitely make it. We'll put so much into it to make sure that you're definitely going to get an increase in business. So give us a call. 740-500-8863. Okay, and also we're still waiting for callers to call in right now at 646-721-9031. We're doing free angel readings, past life readings. Actually, anything we can do tonight, we've got the cards, we got the know-how, we got the abilities. So come in, get the answers you've been seeking for so long, and make it happen tonight. by just calling us at 646-721-9031. So, April, you're still with us? Hello?
What happened to April?
It's
me this time? Me first?
What?
She asked if you were still with us, and here you are.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you to give us some insights on. I was going to give you ask for you to give us some information on Dee's situation and what kind of outcome you see happening.
Oh, for that I have to shuffle and pull some cards, and I'll get back to you in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
No problem.
If I go anywhere, it'll be because I nodded off. No, I have to admit today, before I even give my angel card.
You can still talk while I'm thinking.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be like complete silent.
I'm sorry. Deal with it. Because it's like this kind of stuff. I was just looking for some insight and seeing get a different perception on the situation and stuff.
Well, I had visions today of the miracle card from the Healing with the Angels. Miracles, and the other one was from the fairy deck. But I can't forget which one it is. I think it's one that talks about moving and stuff, but I think it's also not necessarily, because I don't look at moving as necessarily a physical move. Sometimes you move, you know, within your consciousness or whatever else. You know what I mean? You sort of... Because my life has been changing and going in all kinds of good directions.
Mm-hmm.
And then my computer went wonky, and then all of a sudden, at least I'm grateful for my caseworker calling me, because we haven't known each other that long, but at least I know she's somebody that gives a rat's ass whether I exist or not. You know. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Somebody I can actually relate to. I even said today, maybe I would talk to a therapist again for all the good it would do me. Since there's some sort of block down I can't get past.
All right.
It's hard because the last psychologist I actually talked to was one that actually talked to me about my childhood and things that nobody else ever did. Everybody always stopped at age 13, which is when I was, be honest about it, I was raped at 13. They don't go back to them. They didn't go back far enough. People don't like to do it, and somebody finally did ask the right questions, but there's still some blocks there. But I've gone past them. I've gotten to that point now in my life where I would rather just heal it than actually know what my father did or didn't do, because it's not as important. I guess it used to be very important to me. Now it's the fact that, you did something. It's, I have to live. I can't focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it won't get me anywhere. But
yeah.
I know I've got plenty of protection around me. Plenty of family, but I just don't have physical. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking of this prayer by St. Francis, where it says, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let there..." Oh, gosh, just take a deep breath, do it again. It says, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. When there is injury, pardon. When there is doubt, faith. When there is despair, hope. When there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we're pardoned, and it's in dying to ourselves that we're born to eternal life. So, amen. So that's one of those things, the turning
thing. I'd forgotten that prayer, but when you read it, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good prayer. And my neighbor who always talks about me, he's big into the some big thing that's coming up to do with peace and hope, like a convention or something. He's really big into that, and yet he's trying so hard to be rid of me.
Mm-hmm. So have you heard anything?
It's really funny.
Uh-huh. Have you heard anything from Tony? Have you heard anything
from Tony? No. I sent him a message from Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Yeah.
No, I sent him a message and to let him know that basically, you know, he said he was going to be around and he wasn't, and, you know, he goes through stretches where I hear little and sometimes nothing from him, and said I really didn't know where I stood with him, so.
Mm-hmm.
And basically let him know, you know, I didn't know what to think right now, a lot more to say, because I just sort of let it go. Haven't heard a word from him, but when I was on tag tonight, yeah, he'd been there. He'd been online today. The one that I hear from all the time is Eamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he managed to let me know that he was putting in a bathroom sink for his mother, so that's why he wasn't online. But he is glad that that I came into his life.
Right. And I
would rather.
Go ahead.
He makes more sense than Tony, only because I know what April said the other night, and I know she's, you know, good, but I think that a relationship shouldn't have to be so hard if you have to keep prodding somebody along. A relationship
mm-hmm.
should be something that you can, you know, yes, you have to work at them, to be sure. You don't take the other person for granted, but it's almost like that's what he does, what Tony does. I don't think Eamon takes me for granted.
Uh-huh. No, that makes
sense.
You know,
my computer's wonky, and his attitude is, you know, please, God, let it be sorted.
Uh-huh.
He's got a Mac now. But, yeah, I think that I, you know, for me, he makes more sense than anything. And if he will, you know, and I would agree with that woman that he probably, you know, past life, yeah, he probably was my husband in 1640 and not Peter Smith. It's fine. You know, I can live with that. Somebody that really... I get the impression sometimes that I do get the impression that Eamon actually gets me, which is not everybody can do that. Because I talked before to Tony about, you know, prayer, and he just didn't ask what good would that do. He's not religious. That's fine. I'm not religious either. I'm spiritual.
Right.
I don't like the term religious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, just because I was a minister's wife.
Right.
I think that I made the wise choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand Tony at all. I understand Eamon.
Maybe it's the ideal of not understanding somebody that you have to step back and realize that why are you trying to when you shouldn't have to? If there's any kind of connection between the two of you, it should be very obvious about that person and who they are. You should be able to see that very clearly. I was actually looking at this one prayer. It says, a clearer communication with God in this book by Archangel. Oh, sorry. It's a book by Doreen Virtue called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. Check it out. Now, this prayer here is basically saying, God, I deeply desire a closer relationship and clearer communication with you. I ask for your assistance in opening me up so that I can clearly hear, see, feel, and know your messages for me. Jesus, Moses, Balihali, Yogananda, you demonstrated the abilities to clearly hear God during your lifetimes on earth. I ask your assistance in teaching me your ways. Please work with me so that I am fully open to hearing God's messages, and that I trust what I hear. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Moses. Thank you, Baba Hobby. Thank you, Yogananda. Thank you, and thank you. Actually, I was sitting there talking to some people about actually connecting. People talk about connecting with fairies.
Yeah.
And actually, this book actually has a prayer on how to do that. It says, beloved Dana, goddess of the leprechauns, beautiful Diana, mistress of the wood nymphs, powerful Maliv, queen of the fairies, golden Olnith, protector of the fairies, I ask your assistance in connecting with the elemental world. Please introduce me to the fairies and ask them on my behalf how I can get to know them better. I would like to develop a connection to the fairies and the elementals, and I ask that you show me the way. Please help me. Please help my mind and spiritual vision to be open to communications from their magical realm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there was this one here I was looking at, too, where it's called Courage. Is courage. If you feel worried, anxious, afraid, or vulnerable, this is a prayer that can give you more courage and protect you and your loved ones from harm. So as well as not just protecting you, but protecting everyone. It says, powerful protectors from heaven, powerful allies by my side, I need your strength, courage, and protection beside me. Please come to me now. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for giving me the courage to move forward fearlessly. Thank you, Astara, for protecting me in all ways. Thank you, Bridget, for helping me be a loving warrior on behalf of my beliefs. Thank you, Cordelia, for removing stress and tension from my mind and body. Thank you, Green Tira, for bringing me rapid results to my prayers. Thank you, Horace, for helping me clearly see the truth of this situation. And thank you, Kylie, for helping me stand on my ground. Thank you, Moses, for helping me be a fearless leader. And thank you, Saint Germain, for helping me stay positive, cheerful, and optimistic. Thank you all for being with me and helping me rise up to and rise above all the illusions of problems. Thank you for helping me grow and learn from all challenges. Thank you for reminding me to breathe and be centered in peace and peacefulness. Thank you. And there's also a prayer in here, too, on finding your life purpose, when you work with the archangels, too. It says, the best to do is to write down these inner and outer messages and look for a constant theme that will direct you to your next step and overall purpose. And then you set your work with this, where you say, Archangel Michael, Jesus, Saint Germain, and Golamamas. You can see what is the best next step for me to take. I need to hear, feel, and see this information clearly. I need to have faith in taking this next step. I need to feel courage and excitement about this next step. Thank you for supplying me with information, encouragement, and motivation. Archangel Samuel, Bridget, St. Francis, Thoth, and my higher self, beloved and divine teammates and my life purpose. I am grateful for your clear guidance about my life purpose. I am grateful because I truly believe that I deserve happiness, success, and abundance. I am grateful to know that I am worthy of receiving your help and support. Thank you, God. Thank you, divinities. Thank you all. So this is a really good book. You should really check it out. I've actually gone through these things before. It's been a while since I've actually read some of these things. But you can feel the power and the energy that comes along with them, so give it a shot. This is a great book. It's called Doreen Virtue. It's called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Entities. Check it out. Go to your local metaphysical store. If you also live here in Colorado, just head on down to Celebration, because it's the only one I know right now, the metaphysical store, that you can actually get these books, and the reason I recommend it is because they have it. And they got some really good prices.
You mentioned
too.
Bridget.
Huh?
You mentioned Bridget, right?
You want to know more about Bridget?
Bridget, the Irish goddess of home and hearth.
Huh?
So I have Michelle Sky's book, Goddess Alive, inviting Celtic and Nordic goddesses into your life.
Uh-huh.
That's how I think that was part of how I picked my path name.
Uh-huh.
Which is Lady Morgan, and I spell it with an H. She's the Irish goddess of death and magic. And ravens are always around us, so it seemed appropriate.
Yeah, I was looking at bridges. There's Ireland, Spain, France, and Wales. I mean, France and Wales. Genity. And she's also known as, like, Bird, B-R-I-D. Burford, Saint. I think it's Bridget. And Mary of the Goats, Bride, Bridget. A lot of names. Bridget is a warrior goddess who has struck a perfect balance of femininity and no apologies power. Depending upon whom you ask, her name either means the bright one, the bright arrow, or the powerful one. All of these names describe Bridget perfectly. Originally a highly respected Celtic goddess, afforded much acclaim in ancient Ireland. Bridget had a shrine erected in her honor in the town of, I think it was Kildare, where women tended to a flame that burned continually. In the 5th century, Bridget was adopted by the Catholic Church and was deemed Saint Bridget. So it's interesting, isn't it? Yes. It's also say Bridget is the feminine...
According to my book, they call Bridget Irish goddess of fire.
She what?
According to the book, Goddess Alive... Meeting Bridget, Irish goddess of fire. They use it for Imbolc, the first, dig, what they do for the Wiccans.
Well, a lot of people say that Bridget is the feminine equivalent of Archangel Michael, personally protecting and lovingly clearing those who call upon her. Like Michael, Bridget also inspires divine guidance, prophetic information. She's the half-sister of the Celtic love god, Angus, sharing the same mother with him. Bridget is known as a triple goddess of the flame, who uses her flames to help purify us and increase fertility, creativity, and promote healing. Triple goddess means that Bridget has three different personalities or aspects, as if she's three different people, each with distinct duties and...
Right.
Speciality. So that's one of you guys who get.
That's according to. She apparently, quite unlike her mother's triple nature, Bridget's personality centers around the element of fire. To the ancient Celts, the world was formed of any number of merging threefold concepts, such as land, sea, and sky, upper world, middle world, and lower world, truth, honor, and duty. And truth, nature, and knowledge, but fire is conspicuously absent. That apparently, according fire to the early Irish Celts, was the source of inspiration, the imbus, the divine enlightenment into which poets and bards tapped in order to create beautiful, melodic, and moving poems and stories, etc. Page bend over.
Yeah.
Not a good time to call on.
Good time to call on Morgan,
too.
Huh?
Hmm? It's a good time to call on Morgan, too, the goddess of death and magic.
Okay. I was just sticking to one subject right now. Anything if you have the same equivalent as Archangel Michael really needs to be gotten into a little deeper, don't you think?
Yeah. I'm a fan of Michael's.
You what?
I said I'm a fan of Michael's.
So you have with Michaels?
Yes, I'm a fan of Michaels.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know.
Yeah,
fan.
Like we've seen the most, isn't it?
No, I don't blow air on him.
Yeah, with the Angel Boat, too, I was like, you hear the Angel Boat? There's a couple things in there, too, about the angels. You know, angel, it's like you have a prayer to find a soulmate. We have a prayer for an existing relationship that's in healing, which is a good thing, I think. You know, it was like I was looking at myself. I've used it a couple times. It says, dear God, I ask that you and the angels help me heal my love life. I am willing to release any unforgiveness I may be harboring toward myself and my partner. And I ask that the angels clear me of all anger and resentment now. Which I think is very important for a lot of relationships when they're trying to work things out. Please help me. Please help my partner and me see each other through the eyes of love. I ask that all effects of our mistakes be undone in all directions of time. Please work with my partner so that we may have harmony, romance, friendship, respect, honesty, and great love for one another. Please renew our love. Thank you. The only thing I put on that prayer is, please renew our love and reunite us now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, if you're a person, it seems like a lot of us are actually looking for that soulmate too as well. This is a good one. It starts off with, dear God, I ask you and the romance angels to help me be in a wonderful love relationship with my soulmate. Please give me clear guidance to find my soulmate and help us to meet and enjoy one another without delay. I ask for your guidance. I ask for your help in creating circumstances so that I may be in this wonderful soulmate relationship right away. Please help me heal and release any blocks in my mind, body, or emotions that would make me afraid of great love. Please help me hear and follow your divine guidance that leads me to find and enjoy this soulmate relationship. I know that my soulmate is searching for me with the same amount of fever as with which I am searching for her, or this person, whichever one you use. Or him. We both ask that you bring us together and help us to know and accept the blessings of great love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know, it's like, I know I used to read this book quite a bit because it's just some of the things that it has in here, just with family and stuff, too, as well. So, you know, all the relationships are very important. And we've also gone over many shows where we talk about, today I send love to this world and I call everyone my friend regardless of who they are or what they've done. And you just go and just see the good in everyone. Because people and their actions usually can be traced back to some kind of fear or insecurity within themselves that they're imposing on somebody else or a situation or community. So you can see how important it is for one person to get their act together and to let go of those insecurities and fears, because in the process of, you know, I don't know, being a politician, that could be really devouring, and it could be, it will hurt. Well, let's put it this way. It will affect a lot of people because of their actions, too, as well. So when you look at the situation, why should we all work on it on an individual basis? Because everything is done on an individual basis goes into the mass consciousness in a world stream, okay? So you do things on gray scans or big scans, or just the idea of getting your life in order really makes the difference in the world, too, as well. You know, if you're a person who's on government assistance and you actually get on your own 2 feet and start really focusing on the whole thing, you just don't create great success within yourself and realizing exactly what you can do. It also affects the world in a whole, too, that people that you're associated with who saw you in that position, who also thought it was cool to do the same thing, too, as soon as you make a different direction, they see that, too, and more likely you've changed the direction in their lives as well. So there you go. And it makes a lot of sense, okay? So think about it. Why is it so important on an individual basis? Because it goes into the world stream. It also has something to do with world balance as well. So think about those things. There is somebody in the queue, and let's see if they want to come on and get a couple questions answered. Here we go. Area code 901. If I'm hoping you want to be on the show. Can you hear us?
Hey, okay. I'm just listening in.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
We've been looking for somebody to call in so we can actually do some readings tonight. You know, Wednesdays are usually like every other night. We'll just put it that way. So we're kind of curious, where's everybody at? Is there a football game on or something, or spring break kicking into high gear? I don't know which, but, you know, when we see a caller pop in the queue, it's like, well, let's see what they want. So we did not mean to disturb you.
Listen in.
Huh?
I said thank you anyway. I'll just continue to listen.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much.
Well, okay.
Thank you for listening, too.
Okay.
I'll put you right back on listening mode, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I was saying, look at the whole thing. Change your mindset. Changing friendships, all kinds of stuff. It usually starts with you changing your mind. When you change your mind, change your thoughts. When you change your thoughts, you change your life. Also, people think, you know, is it really important to work on our chakras? And I said, yes. In this book on healing with the angels, there is a chart in here, a chakra chart. So, you know, when you look at the situations, it seems like it's very important. And during Virtue's version, she feels like there's also ear chakras. So she has the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. She has the sacral chakra, which is right about on a man, and it would be around the testicles. On a woman, ovaries, something like that. And then we have solar plexus chakra, which is right about the belly button. You know, variations on who you talk to and what you hear, but it's like either one, it's right about, the, it's either above or below the navel, but it's right in that area. Okay, and then we have the heart chakra, which is the heart chakra is very important, not just because it's the chakra of the heart and love and relationships. And also, when we look at the root chakra, and when we look at those situations, what those are all about too, those all mean something. But we know the heart chakra is the main one, because it seems like we work through the heart chakra a lot to actually be able to understand what's going on in the other chakras so we can correct these imbalances. So you see how important it is to really do some extra work with the heart chakra. But it's also been said behind the heart chakra, is the God essence, that flame, like that God flame we have within ourselves, which is the essence of who we are and that connection that we have with God. So you can see the heart chakra is a connection to a lot of things. And then we have the throat chakra, which is usually connected with the heart chakra too as well, is to express what we feel. Also, the situation with our upper chakra, like the crown chakra, which is at the base, the base of the skull, which is the one that connects us to our divinity and where information comes into us. Also, the ear chakras and the third eye chakras are also connected to spiritual gifts as well, with clairvoyance and clairaudience. Clairaudience is clear hearing, and clairvoyant is clear seeing. Now, you see, those two also work with the throat chakra and the heart chakra, so therefore we can express what we feel, what we see, and what we hear. So you see how important it is for all these chakras, when they're all balanced and working perfectly, you can see how it can actually enhance your decision-making and your intuition and your own psychic abilities as well. So you put those together, bam, you're a fantastic person, aren't you? So if you had any thoughts or any kind of doubts or any kind of insecurities about yourself, boy, if you could sit and work on your chakras and see some really incredible changes within you, you see how it would really stimulate your self-esteem, which shoots to the ceiling, and just the way you feel about yourself would just raise your vibration. And we all know what happens when you raise your vibration. You attract the things you've been manifesting. And as long as you've been focusing your thoughts in a positive direction, you're going to have positive manifestations. So you see how important the chakras are and how they can change things by just working with them, 10 or 15 minutes a day, 20, 30, whatever you want to work up with you. If you're one of those people, if you recommend it, you start doing that, I would just start up with 10 or 15 minutes. So that's why I started doing chakra clearing years ago. I had to stay in my house for 3 days because all of my senses were enhanced so quickly because I really, really went overboard. So, you know, be careful. You know, take it easy, ease into it. You're definitely going to get some great, quick results, too. It's the quickest way to get some changes within your emotional state, your mind, your subconscious, and all those things. To give you an idea, we sit and look over some chakras, too.
There's another book out there for chakra clearing. It's by Doreen Virtue, too. It's called Chakra Clearing, Awakening Your Spiritual Power to Know and to Heal. If you get the hard copy, I recommend you get the hard copy because it's got a chakra clearing CD in it. As far as I know, it still does. Okay. And it's got two meditations. She recommends you doing two meditations, which means you do one in the morning and you do one at night. Now, I've noticed one thing on the CD. The CD, it doesn't cover the air chakras. But the same meditation is also written in the book. So what I do is I like the one in the book because it covers the ear chakras. Because I feel like the idea of clear hearing and clear seeing kind of work together. And also clairsentient, you know, feeling and connecting with your heart and your solar plexus. Clear and there's all that too as well. And just the idea of being able to have a meditation that covers all those things. I work with those more. So, you know, plus the book is great because it actually has a lot of different ones in here too for clearing the chakras. They also have a heart chakra meditation where you can go back and do some extra work. It has visualizations to clear your chakras. There is about, I think, 8 more in here. So it gives you a variation. So if you can do the one for a while, and then you can variate. And it also has, let's see here. They have a couple, yeah, they have different ones here on the chakras. But they also have a third eye opener, too. That's a real good one. This one's a really good one because it actually goes over a little bit, too. A third eye opener says, visualize a glowing golden white light surrounding you. Breathe in this golden white light until the inside of your head is completely filled with this light. Exhale, and with another deep breath, see the golden white light gather like a thick, solid rope. See and feel the rope of golden light go through your third eye. See and feel this rope of light thread through your eye, going from the inside of your head out into the room. Breathe in and take the rope of light back into your mouth and feed it through your third eye again. You may feel a tingle or pressure as your third eye is cleansed and opened by this rope of light. If your third eye has been closed for many years or a lifetime or lifetimes, the rope may feel uncomfortable. Breathe in and out to ease any discomfort during the chakra opening process. When you feel guided to stop, visualize yourself exhaling the golden white light into the room. See your third eye's eyelids joyfully open, happy to be fully awake to the true visions that now guide you. So you can see how the rope goes in and out, like almost like a pipe cleaner. But you can put in the whole thing. It's just fantastic, yeah. There's angel therapy cleaning for chakras. The book is just full of stuff here. There's angel bucket meditation where this is, simply put, what it is you have two angels that come down and put a bucket in front of you. You take all your cares and worries and you put it in the bucket. And what the meditation does is it goes over each part of your light. And taking all those cares and worries and putting them in the bucket. And then watching the angels smile at you as they take the bucket off into heaven and come back with some positive, worthwhile solutions. And it always works. There's also a part in here that talks about it clearly. Chakras often have electric cords protruding from them. So what this section here does is it helps you to realize and also know where those cords are at so you can cut them. Because they're always usually attached to a person or a situation, which is still getting energy from you, which is draining you, okay? So we cut those, let go. We also have a clearing with Archangel Raphael. It's a simple one, too. Where it just says, Raphael, please enter my body. Clear me of any imbalances or negative energies now. And it is done. Thank you. So you see, some of these things are very simple, but it's great to have some place to go to and check it out. You know what I mean? That makes sense, doesn't it? There's also, almost like everybody recommends the idea that we do a forgiveness for yourself. Where you say, it's what it is, it's a process. You take between 30 to 60 minutes to complete and believe it. And to complete And it's one of those situations I've tried myself. And believe me, it's worthwhile. It's worth the, how we put it, it's well worth the time invested. First thing it is know the benefits of forgiving. Forgiveness is different from saying I lose, or I was wrong, or you were right. It is different from letting someone off the hook for a specific wrong. A forgiveness is simply a way of freeing yourself, freeing your spirit, and becoming an unloaded being. Okay? It increases energy as the prize, and forgiveness is the price. Okay? It's a bargain. Seriously, you're just giving things up. You know? So when you look at the situation, actually, I was sitting there looking at some things. See, I was going over some things here. That was the first part, is knowing the belief, knowing the benefits of forgiveness. And also, the forgiveness is not one of those things. Let me see this. And the second one is take a forgiveness inventory. This is an exercise particularly based on, if you've ever known anything about John Randolph Rice, he really believes in the idea of this forgiveness process too. What you do is you write the name of every being, living or deceased, who has irritated you. Most people find they have a 3 or 4 page list, which means what happens is as you're focusing and thinking about these things, more people start popping in your head that you didn't realize or you haven't thought about in years. Okay? And are able to, as I'm saying, you're able to remember the names of people that you haven't thought about in years. Now, some people even put down names of their pets who irritated them, and almost everyone writes their own name somewhere on the list, okay? Then the second one is releasing forgiving. Okay, what you do is in a solitary room where there's no interruptions, are possible, go down the list, one name at a time, hold the image of each person in your mind, and tell him or her, I forgive you and I release you. I hold no unforgiveness back. My forgiveness for you is total. I am free and you are free. Okay? This process usually takes about 30 minutes or longer. However, it is important to stick with it until the entire list is complete. Okay? Do nightly releasements. Every evening before retiring, do a mental, as I put it out, so every evening before you go to bed, do a mental review of the day. Is there anyone you need to forgive? Just as you probably wash your face every night, it is important. And most of us, you know, brush your teeth, wash your face. These are things we do every night. And what they're saying is it's also important to clear your consciousness lightly so resentment won't accumulate. That's why we have a tendency to get irritated with people and we get freaking mad. It's just a buildup of things that we haven't released yet. There's also a past life clearing here too. And I think I'm going to go back here real quick. I was sitting here going over some things and I'm just here. Okay, what I want to do is I just want to make sure, howdy-ho, and say, okay, area code 401, was you wanting to get on the show and get a couple questions answered too? Area code 401?
That's Rhode Island.
What's that?
401 is Rhode Island, because I have a friend in Providence.
Okay. Yeah, I've watched that show. No, I just wanted 401. Are you there? Area code 401.
Hello.
Okay, maybe they just want to listen too. So we'll just put them back on listen mode and go back to what we're doing. There's a
I guess that wasn't my friend Alex.
Right. It was a past life clearing of the third eye. And this is a really cool and quick meditation too. which I've actually done a couple of times in Seattle. If you feel some blocks with your third eye and your psychic abilities, it might be traced back to your past. So what you're going to do, instead of tracing it back to that one point in the past, you're just going to clear everything. And it goes like this. You say, well, first what you do is you breathe in and out deeply three times. Okay? And then this meditation, you can either read to yourself or read out loud. But it goes like this. I'm willing to release any fears I may have from any lifetime about being able to see the future. I am willing to release any fear I may have in any direction of time connected to psychic ability. I am willing to forgive anyone in any lifetime who may have criticized, persecuted, abandoned, maimed, or killed me because of my psychic abilities. I am willing to forgive myself for all the choices I made in any time, knowing that I was always doing the best I could do. I am willing to release any fears about being harmed for being a psychic in this lifetime. I am healed, and I am safe. All righty. Okay, now we have another call in the queue. Let's see if they want to get on. Area code 510. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Hello? Area code 510. Hello?
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 Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I want to know, do you see me, when do you see this guy named Andy being released from jail? Will it be June or later?
Okay, say the first part first. I didn't hear that. And plus, tell us what your name is and where you're calling from.
I'm Natasha. I'm calling from California.
Okay, and your name is what?
Tasha.
What is your name? Tasha? Okay, the situation you're talking about? Tasha, what is the situation you're talking about that you're wondering about now? Because I didn't hear the first part.
Yeah. Oh, I want to know. My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California. And I wanted to know, will this guy named Andy be released from jail in June or later? And will there be a marriage occur?
And you said his name is Andy?
My first thought is it's going to be later.
Yeah. Huh?
No, I was just saying his name. You said his name was Andy, and you wanted to see. Once I heard the first part building up to it, but when you said, "Will he?" and I didn't hear what? Will it be Saturday? Will it be later or earlier? I was like, okay, I didn't catch the one part.
Oh, will he be released? Oh, I want to know, will he be released jail in June or later? And will there be a marriage? Will we get married?
Okay. And how long have you known this individual?
For 5 years.
And how long has he been incarcerated?
For one.
For what?
1 year.
1 year?
For one. 1 year. Uh-huh. Yeah, 1 year.
Excuse me.
The answer I get is later, but you keep saying one. What do you mean? Just for one.
I think she's saying 1 year.
But
I got the year, it seems it's very faint, but.
Is that what you're saying, dear? He's been incarcerated for about a year?
Yes. I want to know, will he be released in June? Because I know they're supposed to be releasing a lot of people in June and towards the end of the year.
I said later, and so did Donnie.
You know, I get delays and I get later in June. And the only thing that keeps coming to me is September. Around the 14th, 15th.
You don't know if they're going to get married.
Oh.
Let's worry about one thing. I'll just consider focused on the situation, uh-huh. Delays. Yeah, when I considered, I was like, three before I got him getting out around September 14th, 15th.
Right.
And when I sit there and focus on, and when I sit there and
okay.
focus on this.
Would he be? Okay.
Will he what?
So would he be moved closer to me? Yeah, that he's there, would he be closer to me? Because he's in Quentin, but I want to know would he be moved to Rita, to where I could be able to visit him.
Whose phone is going off?
Must be hers.
Oh, that's mine.
Okay.
That's what I thought. It's not mine.
Yeah.
When I pick up on the situation, it doesn't show marriage this year. That's what I keep getting. Also, the idea, I don't see him being moved until he has movement of
okay.
actually being released.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think she.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank
but,
you, April. Okay. I'm still going to listen in. I'm still going to sit in the chat room.
Okay, no problem. I'll just put you back on mute,
okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Yes, guys, we have 18 minutes and 17 seconds left in the show. We still have plenty of time to get some readings done, so give us a call here at 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. We're going to sit here and take some time to give us some information about our sponsor, who is Richard Palenga, and he has a website out there called DivineBodyWash.com, so go check out these products. They're natural, they're spiritual, and they're actually created to help you on your spiritual path and to enhance that spiritual path that you got going on, okay? Also, with the situation, if you want to take advantage and actually experience this stuff, all you got to do is donate $25 to the show, and you can get a bottle of body wash. All you got to do is donate $25, and he'll give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. So go to www.divinebodywash.com, check out the products, and when you donate to the show, please do donate to the show. And when you do, just go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, go to the donation, which I think is on the reading page, push the donation button, then go to the contact page, give us your information, and as soon as we get that information, we will get it out to you as soon as possible. Also, I have another friend who's donated Max lipstick to the show, and for every person that donates $25, we will give you a stick of lipstick of this Max lipstick and a 20-minute session. If you donate $35 or more, we will give you a 40-minute session and two sticks of lipstick. And we have variations of colors, so just tell us what color you'd like to have and see where you have it, and we'll get it to you as soon as possible. And like I said before, when you make those donations, go to www.psychicxjourneyman.com and go to the reading page, push the donation button, and then go to the contact page, give us your information, and we'll get that stuff out to you as quick as possible. Also, if you want to sponsor the show, same thing. Just go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and it's a $40 a month fee. So make your fee, and then go to the contact page, give us all your information, and we will give you one of the best promotions of any product you've ever had. And you'll definitely get an increase in business. So give us a call also, too, so we can actually sit down and give you the idea, the insights and stuff, and how we do proceed on that at 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype as well at 740-601-9835. We're also got some really specials going on for March. For example, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. All right? All you got to do is call the number at 740-500-8863. Get all the details on the thing, because we also do parties. And we do parties, group readings, 5 or 10 of your friends. We also do group readings on Skype. We can also be at your party through Skype, too, as well. So for all the details and all those things, because we also have discounts on all those things, on all those services as well. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863 for all the details. All right? And also, what else? Go to Bell Spree Magazine and check out my column, you know, Spiritual Insights to Relationships. It comes out every month. Bell Spree Magazine. That's a good magazine. I've been writing for them since they started back in January, and it seems like their magazine is getting really big. And I also belong to Diamond Psychics, which is also a Bell Esprit creation, too, as well. So go check us out on there. There's a lot of great psychics, a lot of people with great insight. They can help you out with anything you want to have do with. I mean, there's also it's healers and psychics and everything that goes along with that. So go check that out, too, as well. Also, Dee does some fantastic readings. I think she also creates some great jewelry, too. So why don't you give them the information how to get a hold of you, Dee?
Okay. For now, since my computer's pretty wonky, just call me at 207-374-5072, and we'll discuss doing readings. And if you're interested in the jewelry, I make jewelry from using stone beads such as moss agate, turquoise, amethyst, freshwater pearls, all different kinds of stones. I use stone pendants. I use stone silver pendants. I use the Hill Tribes silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people, which is absolutely gorgeous stuff. It has a higher content, silver content, than regular silver. It makes up into some fantastic stuff, which I put it in with the stones. And we'll work out getting you pictures so you can see what I do. I'm going to be working on doing some chakra jewelry, so if you're interested in that, we can discuss that. And, you know, I'm open to what would you like to have me make for you, what kind of stones are you interested in, and maybe I can even intuit something that you need, and we'll take it from there.
All right.
I'll give them the other information once the computer's up and working properly.
Mm-hmm. Also, April's there.
I'm here.
Give them the information on how they can get a hold of you and give them the information about your website.
Okay. My website is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com, and I can be reached on Skype at ultraviolet0007 or my phone, which is 919-600-1904.
Okay, we also have a caller in the queue, area code 610. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi. I was wondering.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering if I could ask about my son. He stayed home from school today again, and, you know, he's just having a hard time, and I was just wondering if there's anything I should know about, you know, his mental state, if everything's okay, if it's just a period he's going through, or...
Let me see.
Hmm.
Anything you picking up, Dee?
I couldn't understand.
No, I was wondering, is he going through any kind of depression at the moment?
Well, you know, that's what I'm wondering.
That was what I was wondering, if there wasn't some depression going on, if maybe he's not going through something with some peer pressure, maybe? I'm having trouble with that one. From what you said, seems like the two of you are really not communicating, but you notice little signs of things that are going on.
I was actually, the thing I got the most was I got 2 to 3 people around him that are actually being a little pressure, putting pressure on him too as well.
I get those as people, as issues on the, not peer pressure, but it seems like there's a combination of a lot of things. But it's also, when you look at the situation, it seems like it's perception, too.
On my part or his?
Actually, it's both. You're perceiving a problem, in some sense of the word. He's perceiving a problem. But the reason they're kind of clashing is because you guys are coming from two different directions on the whole thing. You're thinking of something. But when I sit here and focus on him, there's things behind him. It's like you said before, see people who are not really as in, how we put this, it's not the idea of putting pressure on him. It's the things that they're saying that he puts pressure on himself that he feels like he should be doing.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
So
he's feeling he's not up with what his peers are doing.
What's that?
So he's feeling he's not up to speed with what his peers are doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's what I'm saying, perception. Because realistically, he's right where he's supposed to be at. If he wasn't, he would be in those situations, but he's right where he's supposed to be at. That's one of the things I think that's the one thing I feel in this situation needs to be expressed more, with no expectations, to allow one person to actually develop their own thoughts and their own perceptions about themselves, because it seems like there's a lot of pushiness with it. Okay?
Okay, great. Yeah, and I assume you mean this is in regard to, like, romantic activity kind of thing? Is that?
I get the impression it's a three-dimensional thing. I would say that's one of them.
What do you mean it's three-dimensional?
It's not just one thing.
Okay.
It's a multiple of things.
Okay. Do you know the other thing?
The one thing, but right now the one thing I pick at the most here.
Yeah.
Is not there's right now is the ideal retreating from the situation. And also giving him space. That's the only thing I can see right now that could really help. Because sitting down and talking to him or saying anything about it, it's just, it's almost like you look at a turtle, which is making him go further back into the shell.
Yeah, that does seem to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you need to just step back from him. And it's just, I guess it's one of the things when you feel like you're going to say something that could be critical, is the ideal, so okay, no, I think I'll just give him some kind of something, just say something positive, a positive word, a positive direction, or just that way, without any kind of, I don't care what you do or don't do, I'm not really telling you what direction to go into, it's just the ideal of showing him positive things about himself.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, that's very helpful.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All
right.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye now. Let's see here. Now, I do have I'm going to check this out. Like I said before, some of these things with this new queue, I'm still not too sure about. All right. Let's go to area code 510. It seems like I think your hand's up.
Hello?
510. Yes. How are you?
Hey, hi, I'm good. Hi. I'm Delicacies. I was online, but I was on the chat room, but my name is Delicacies.
Okay, how you doing? Say hello to
A-R-D. I had lost connection.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
So how can we help you today?
It's about my marriage.
Mm-hmm. Was you the one in the queue that's talking about your marriage working out?
Yeah, I was the one in the chat room.
Okay. What's that?
I want to know what you see with the situation.
Because I was actually checking that out too myself. I was going to read it in the chat room for a minute. I was actually trying to bring that up too. Because I was looking at some things that was said in there too. I was sitting there at work. I need to get a freaking mouse for this thing.
Okay.
I'm about to scream telling you that.
because
I can't see the chat room since I'm not logged into there.
Okay. I was just trying to find you, that's all. I was like looking at some things that April had said, because the reason I was looking for her because I was actually agreeing with her. Okay, I guess we can't pull that back just yet.
You're agreeing with me? That means I must have read it right then.
That's the way it works, yeah. You know, I can't pull it up real quick. So can you give me a...
Okay.
Because I was sitting reading what you said, April, and just tell me what I was sitting there going over there and going, okay, what the heck happened to it? So because I want you to sit there and tell me what you said so I can actually, because like I said before, there were some points I wanted to point out, but now I can't find the freaking thing.
I said that if she wasn't happy, then the marriage wouldn't last because... And then she said if she was going to meet someone else, and I saw her meeting someone on the computer who was very romantic and doing rose petals on the bed and candlelight dinners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but also with the situations when I sit there, the one thing I want to tell people about internet dating is the ideal, getting things established very quickly, okay? So if it's very possible to do these things, okay? When you meet someone on the internet, I recommend really highly of meeting each other real quick, soon as possible.
Okay,
because if not in the first 2 days, if it's possible. Because I've worked with too many clients right now where we got two people living only 20 minutes away from each other who are still talking on the freaking computer after 8 months. And that's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is so full of it. If you got a guy who keeps saying, I'm snap, cutting loose, man.
Okay.
Because people have to realize one thing... I'm just saying, one thing we have to do in this situation is we have to speak our mind. You know why? Because people need to realize the consequences of their action. If you're going to sit there on your ass, then you're not going to get nothing because you're not doing any action. You got guidance saying, I should do this. I don't know if I should do this. Guys in the 21st century are like little babies who need to be smacked.
Yeah, I see that.
And kicked out of the freaking nest, okay? It's one of those things that's saying, well, I don't know if I want to do this. Well, you know something, realistically, when we go into relationships, not everything's 100%, and we're never going to find out that 100% until we live it.
Right.
Okay? So if you're not going to live it, if someone takes off and leaves your ass, that's your problem because you won't do the action. That person says, I love you unconditionally. What more do you need? An invitation in a wheelchair? Come on.
Yeah.
Just sit there and take the situation and put it right where it's supposed to be at. Do what you got to do.
Yeah,
and we do have people who are getting on airplanes every freaking day and visiting each coast and visiting their girlfriends and boyfriends. They're taking the notion. They're finding the money. They're finding the opportunity to do so. So if you're sitting there thinking all these excuses, that's all they are. They're excuses to keep you from where you really want to be at. And if you don't sit there and get your butt moving, that opportunity is going to be gone.
Okay.
Also, with the situation I was saying before, I feel like what April's picking up is around the money. It's just that sometimes with situations with lack of movement, we can have variations in those predictions, okay? So we want to make sure they move smoothly. We want you to sit there and follow through. So when you sit there and know a guy is BSing you, your job is to sit there and booming. Call his bluff.
Right. Okay.
You call his bluff again. We got 90 seconds left in this show, and we've been having a fantastic show, even with the ideal of not having that many calls. But when we do get calls, we give ourselves 100%, and that's what we want to do. We want to do quality shows. I also want to tell everybody who's in the queue right there, I'll just stay right where you're at, because we're not done.
Okay.
We're just thanking everybody for calling, and we're thanking you for everybody who's out there listening, and we appreciate all the support. So get those donations in so we can make this show from a 2 to 3 hour show and we can give more back to you and get some more guests on here and actually offer you 3 to 4 different kind of different types of psychics so you can have a lot of insights and that kind of thing. So do that, okay? Like I said before, thank you. And go to the website, donate. We got Richard playing his stuff with the Divine Body Washing stuff. We got also we're throwing readings in with that, and we also have Max Lipsticks. So throw it in there. If you want to get a private reading from me, just give me a call at 740-500-8863. If sponsorship, group readings, whatever they are, call me up and just talk about it. Sit down and get the details. All right? And also, with the situation of all the things going on out there, check our products out. Hit me, Sync, Brain Sync. Go to the website. It's all across the board, and I'm going to get the information on the website, so you can go check those out too, with HemiSync and all this kind of thing. But also with the books that we talk about on the show, just go to the website and go to the page where it says books, spiritual books I recommend. There's links in there to even get them yourself, okay? So check that out as well.
Okay.
Also, Dee, go ahead and give them information. So just give them the phone number they can contact you with to get the readings and the jewelry.
Okay. Contact me at 207-374-5072, and we'll discuss the readings, and we'll discuss what kind of jewelry you're looking for, because as I said before, stone beads, sterling silver, hillside silver, good stuff.
Also, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes.
I was just going to tell April to give her information, and then the one, and dear, I get more information for you about the situation she picked up on. So just let April give her information out there.
Okay.
We'll get right back to you. We're right back to you, okay?
Okay. I can be reached on my cell phone, which is 919-600-1904.
Okay.
All right. So also, there's about the relationship. That's one thing about the whole thing, too. But it's also, like she said before, with the happiness. When we look at the situation, the relationship, you're not happy with the situation at all. There's a lot of things that are just not panning out. Every time you try to sit down and talk to the person, they're just not going to work with you on the situation, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I also get some impressions that he has said that he will work with you, but nothing ever really comes of it either.
Right.
And there's other times when he also has a tendency, yes, I'll do that. He changes for a moment. But as soon as everything's nice and kosher and comfortable, he goes right back to the same mode. Correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I'm just saying, when we look at the situation, we have a person here who's not respecting you. So the only thing you can do is respect yourself and walk away. Okay? Just walk away because of who you are.
Okay.
Because it's not being, because it's, like I told Lady this morning, you are a gift to the world. You are a special person. And when a person that you're with doesn't see that no longer, the one thing they have to deal with is the consequences of their actions that brought about they don't have that person with them anymore.
Okay.
But people can't learn lessons unless we say enough's enough and walk away so they can live it, which is the consequences of their actions.
Okay.
I just feel like there's been a lot of deceiving on that one part. I also feel like he's also had 3 affairs on the side that I just feel like there's some things you know about. And it's just, it's like you're at your wit's end. Rope, you know, you're like, the rope is like, I don't want to hang myself, but I sure want to kick his ass. And you're just getting frustrated.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
So,
I do feel like that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, walk away.
Okay,
you know,
thank you.
I'm just saying, you know, we can sit there and say, okay, I don't like it. I'm a person who does not like to end relationships and help people work at it and you know, deal with those relationships. But some people can't really deal their old patterns until they go through a drastic situation.
Yeah, it's just too late. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but right now what you can do is you can walk away.
No, you don't.
You can walk away, not just for yourself, but for him too, okay? By walking away, he's going to deal with it. He's going to deal with his consequences. So you're actually saving the next woman from going through all this crap.
Okay. That's definitely what I want to do. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling too. It was just great to hear from somebody. We had a couple of people in the queue, of course, but I'm just saying. We appreciate every caller, and please give us a call back and let us know how things are going. And I'd love to sit down with you because I also do relationship counseling, so I can actually help you work with a lot of things within yourself right now so we can actually, with this next relationship, really make it work and also help you understand the most important things about the situation and how to actually create those two as well. So give me a call. We'll sit down. We got some great prices. But I also tell people all the time, if you have a budget and there's certain things going on, make a deal.
Okay.
Don't turn anybody down, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I was actually looking at that one thing before, too, before we ran out of time, was, of course, there was a soulmate prayer, and I also had that one prayer about the guardian angels, but there was another one in here. Well, the emphasis on the ideal relationship themselves, what you're actually looking for. I saw that yesterday. I wanted to say it again.
what we were talking about before, about starting off and saying, okay, are you ready for big love? Say yes, no matter if you are or not, because that's the first start to go. All right? And now sitting looking at the other one, I'm going to find it. It says, one thing I want to say to you is, there's a fine line when you say, find the person who will love you because of your differences and not in spite of them, and you have found a lover for life. But when you sit and look at the situation, some people are just too critical, who seem to find the bad in everything. They're not realistically looking at themselves. That's why they're finding all those imperfections within you. They're not looking at the reflection that's coming back at them about the same imperfection. So that is important. I was trying to find that one. See, it says self-love is not only necessary and good, it is a frequent sentence for loving others. You have to love self, that's why it's so important, because you really just can't do that and love others until you do. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. Think about that. That's one. I'm going to find it. Do you love me? Try to say this to yourself, too, okay? This is the idea of appreciation for each other. Do you love me because I am beautiful, or am I beautiful because you love me? Think about those things. Love takes off masks that we fear we cannot live without and know we cannot live within. So it's a releasement at all levels. So they were sitting talking about love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own. So it's when you see all these importance of things that are going on, when it ceases to not be so important, especially coming from the other person, it's very important for you to make the task to walk away. Let's see. I know it's here. Let's see. Your task, here it is. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up, that you have built against it. You see the point of why we do not pursue? We work on oneself, which attracts us every good thing we need and every person. So that's the one thing about, I got angry with certain therapists says, you can't live on love. You're right, you can't live on love, especially if it's a pillow under your ass, okay? But if it's love itself will attract every good thing to you. So don't tell me you can't, okay? Sure, you have a job, but if you love what you do and you really focus on what you love, you want to do, you will attract that perfect job to you. So therefore, you love where you're at. You love yourself, you love the whole thing. See, important. How important love was at that moment? Yes, sir, babe. What the heck was that? Well, on that note, I just want to make sure that everybody heard that one, okay? Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it and let them go. Let go. Remember, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you. So you already established the love, so you need that person because you want to continue to give it to that person or something you already have. You don't say, I need you. You know, you need to come back here. Because if you don't come back here, I don't love you anymore. We know that's full of bull. So put that in perspective and do what you got to do. And also get this book, Chakra Clearing, Awakening Your Spiritual Power to Know and Heal. Check out the book. It's a great book. I've had it for a very long time. I've actually had like one. I've had this book 10 times because I keep giving to other people. You see how it is? The process of giving and receiving. When you give, you also receive. So it's important, I think, because when you give, someone's giving back. How are you going to know they're giving back to you if you don't open up to receiving? And let's check out, see if anybody jumped in the queue before we left. All right, let's see. I just want to hear from Richard tonight, but no, he didn't. Anyway, thank you guys for all being here. Thank you. Like I always say, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. And we'll leave you on a nice little note with some nice music. And here it is, Child of Innocence by Kansas. And we're out of here. Talk to you guys tomorrow night. No, it was tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Wednesday. And yes, we have a
We have a show tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. So join us on 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Yes, we're also on tomorrow night too for 30 minutes at, I think it's 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. So join us, and we'll talk to you then. And you guys have a great night, and we're out of here.